We're getting here with a mission on the top of Tetum and Aleph. The mission begins. Mimirim, when it comes to this exchange where one tries to move the Kedusha from one item that is Kadosh to another item that is Hulin, and we say that the result is Vayahu Utmurato Yeh Kodesh, that is true. Minatzon ala bakar, umina bakar ala tzon. Makes no difference what the animals are. Doesn't matter if it's a flock animal, tzon being aiz or keves, a goat or a sheep, or a bakar on the cattle, or from cattle onto tzon. Umina kvasim ala izim. It's okay if it's from a sheep onto a goat, umina izim, and from a goat onto kvasim, onto sheep. Mina zacharim onto kevot, from a male to a female, mina kevot ala zacharim, or from female to male. Min hatzmimim al balimumim, from something that's a tamim, that is ra'ui le mizbeach, and is kadosh, kedushat guf la mizbeach, that you can have move from that onto a balmum. Min balimumim ala tmimim, and the other way around true. Even from balimumim that have kedushat, you can move that, or to move that onto a tamim. Shinemar, because the pasuk tells us lo yachalifenu velo yamirato tov vera or rabitov. It's irrespective of whether it's good or bad. Now, good or bad over here are used in the terms of what's good for the mizbeach and bad for the mizbeach. Tov means something that is ra'ui the mizbeach. Ra means something that's not ra'ui the mizbeach, something that has a mum in it. So there it says you're not allowed to be mamir tov vera or rabitov, whether it's something good onto something bad or something bad onto something good. Just to note that it's not clear how to read the pasuk. It's going to seem from the remainder of the Mishnah that the simplest way to read this is that you take something tov that has kedushat mizbeach and then you put it on ra, something that has a baal mum. Oh, ra betov. But the next line of the Mishnah seems to indicate that you should read it the other way around. Tosafot notes this difference and he just says that, yeah, ein hakanami, that it does read it differently at the end of the Mishnah. I think Rashi is more consistent in reading it the way that the last line of the Mishnah reads it, which is, vezu tov bira. What's a case where a baal mum put kedusha onto something that is tov? So here you see that they're reading it the other way. Vezu tov bira. How? What is tov that accepts its kedusha from ra? Balimumim that only comes from a baal mum shekadam hekdesham et mumam. If the hekdesh took place or transpired before it got a mum, it was kadosh. Then it got a mum. That's psulei amuktashim. On the other hand, if it had a mum miikaro, if it had a mum from the start, that does not have enough kedusha in it in order to be matpisit, to bring the tmura onto another animal. Mara wants to know, minahani mile. How do we know what's written in our Mishnah, that it's irrespective of what type of animal, irrespective of gender? How do we know that's true? Because it says, the Tan Rabbanan, behema bebehema. Mikan shmimirim, minatzon ala bakar, minabakar ala tzon, minakvasim ala izim, minayizim ala kvasim, minazcharim ala nekevot, nekevot ala zcharim, minabalimumim al tmimim, utmimim al balimumim. So here you see the whole list that we had in our Mishnah, and that is learned out of the fact that in the Torah, when it describes Tumra, it doesn't just say Vayahu Tumurato Kodesh, or Himamir Yamir, it says Himamir Yamir Behima Bi Behima, Vayahu Tumurato Yeh Kodesh. So Behima Bi Behima, it gives you the generic term Behima, so one animal with another animal, and doesn't ask you for a particular type or a particular match in order to have the Tumra work. So Yochol, I would think, then, it would also work afilu kadam mum lehekdeshan, mum man lehekdeshan, that even if the mum preceded the kodesh, or being makdishit, tamilomar lo yachlifenu v'lo yomerato tov bira, ura betov. Ezehu tov bira, what's a case of tov bira, that was the last line in our Mishnah, that's a case of balimumim, shekadam hekdeshan et mumam, that the balimumim had their hekdesh be first, and only got a mum after the fact, meaning that they're psuleha muktashim. Right, I want to know, my Talmudah. Alright, you just explained to us what our Mishnah said. We know that that's the information that we have. We want to know why now. So Amar Abaye, name Ikra, lo yachalifenu velo yarmod oto, tov bira, ora, bo. You didn't have to repeat the word tov twice. You could have said in the Pasuk that the restriction of lo yachalifenu velo yarmod oto, tov bira, ora, bo, would be reference back to what is said in the first part of the statement. You already have tov bira, so then ra, bo, would reference back to that original tov. Tov is not necessary anymore. So what am I going to do with that betov, that extra tov here? I'm going to learn from that. Betov achrin alamali, what do I need that extra tov for? Shramina, tov mi yikaro, so tmura, only if it was good originally. I mean, it was a tamim originally, does it have the ability to make tmura? Rami yikaro, on the other hand, if it was, always had a mum in it, ain't no said tmura, it's unable to have enough kedusha, or have the qualifications in order to make tmura from it. Rav amar tavayu tov yiture, mit yatre. Rava says both words of tov are unnecessary in this pasuk. Imke nichtov kra lo yachalifenu velo yamiroto bira ora bo. The oto is already referencing what was in the previous pasuk. Previous pasuk says im beima asher yakrivu mimeno korban lashem kol asher yitem mimeno lashem yeh kodesh. So that's makdish beima lemizbeach kedushat haguf a perfectly fine tamim beima. And then the pasuk continues of velo yachlifenu velo yamir oto. So there, that oto is referencing back to what was said in the previous pasuk. So you could have continued in that vein and said, based on that, that that oto you shouldn't exchange onto ra, and the ra should not be placed onto oto. And we didn't hear the words tov at all, because the tov is already mentioned or implicit in the previous pasuk. And therefore, Rava comes up with two extra words of tov. Rava amar tavayu tov yutu rei miat rei mkenich tov kralo yachadifenu velo yamir oto bera orabo. So, lomale mikhtov tarvayu tov. So why do I have these two extra words tov? Chatov. One comes to teach you that even if it's a tamim, and you do the tmura to another tamim, kimei mir loki, then when you have that type of tmura, you get malkot. Because over there, you're not exchanging it for something worse. You're not moving or changing the level of kedusha. You're taking it for something that is tov and putting on another tov. You're taking a tamim and putting on another tamim, I would have thought. Okay, maybe you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, you wouldn't get malkot in that case. Because there you are, just keeping the status quo in a sense. Vidach tov, and the other tov he uses for the same reason that Abaye did, which is, tov mikaros et tmura, only if it was a tamim originally, when it was nikdash, then it can create tmura. Rami karo, but rami karo ain't osu tmura. If it always had a mum in it, then it cannot create tmura. Ve Abaye. So where does Abaye learn out this fact that tov bitov gets malkot? Because the pasuk only says tov bira ra bitov. So how do I know tov bitov also gets malkot over here? Says kal v'chomeru. It's really a kal v'chomer. Ma tov bira de uloi kama alile loki. In a case where, and you see again here, the Gemara's reading as tov bira, not the way that we would normally read it. Tov bira, we would normally read it, and you see interspersed here that the Gemara reads it sometimes that way as well, which is that I would put a tamim onto a ra, onto a baal mum. But here it's clear that the Gemara is reading it the way the Mishnah did, which is ma tov bira, means that you're taking a baal mum, and you're taking the kedusha of the baal mum and putting it onto a tamim. So over there, when you took it from a ra, from a baal mum, and put it onto a tov, onto a tamim, duluye kem alile, there you're upgrading, and you still get malkot, that's the pasuk says. When you keep in the status quo, when you keep it flat, certainly you can get malkot. In a case where you upgrade, you get malkot. Certainly when you keep the status quo, you should get malkot. Why didn't Rava learn the kal v'chomer like Abaye? We cannot punish based on logic. I mean, that logic is a methodology for drasha, but we will not punish based on that methodology or that logic. So the kal v'chomer is nice, and you're right, that could imply that it's asur, but to punish, we do not give an onesh, unless we know for certain that it's written explicitly in the Torah from a Yitura Dekra, not out of a logical argument like a Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Amar Lecha, Halav Dinahu. In the end, it's really not a Kal V'Chomer. Migara Mitov Mira. So in the end, subsumed in Ra is Tov. Because in the case where I move from a Baal Mum onto a Tov, now a Baal Mum is just a Tov that has a Mum in it. It's a lower setting than the Tov. But subsumed in that is also the Tov. And the Tov is only better than the Ra that's there. So since it's almost like a subset, the Tov is a subset of this Ra, Baal Mum, which has a problem, and yet it's still able to pass Kedusha. Tov, which doesn't have that issue that Baal Mum has, it should also be able to pass the Kedusha, not because of a Kal V'Chomer, but simply because that qualifies under this category of an animal. An animal that's a Tov or a Ra, they're going to be used. If you can use Ra here, then certainly Tov qualifies. It's no worse than the word Ra, or the Baal Mum that is found over here. Tan Rabbanan, lo yachalifenu b'shel acherim, v'lo yamir oto b'shel etzmo. We actually saw this quoted in the Tosafot in the beginning, when he was asking about why do we have two lavim, of lo yachalifenu v'lo yamir oto. He gave two answers there. One of the answers he gave was this gemara over here, that one of them is b'shel acherim, that you're not allowed to form tmura on other people's behemot, and also, v'lo yamir oto b'shel etzmo, on your own animal you're not allowed to perform tmura. Tosafot gave a second answer over there where he said, maybe it's possible that you really are chayav, 80 malkot. We know that the other Rishonim, the Rambam and others, codified and say the reason that you only get one malkot here is because what Gemara said earlier, that there's an assay also involved over here. Yahu utmurato ye kodesh. So one of the lavim is an itak the assay, the other lav is left alone, and that's why you only get one set of malkot. Velichtov lo yachalifenu, velo bayilamir lo yamiroto. If you told me that you can't do tmura with other people's animals, then certainly with your own animals you can't do it. So why do I need the lo yamiroto? Where it says, ika tov ochi. If you had written it that way, then only if you did it in a method that was an exchange, a substitution, where you said, I want this one to replace that one, there you would get malkot. Aval meimir, in a case of meimir, now here it's the translation of the modern day word meimir is the same as the word of lo yachalifenu. It means to exchange or to substitute. Here the Gemara is reading meimir as extending the kedusha. Not that I wanted to take the kedusha off this animal, place on another animal, but I wanted to make something else kadosh. I wanted to be matpis the kedusha from here onto another animal. I wanted to keep both of them kodesh. Aval memir de tervayu kol maktishlu. If he did murah, where they would both remain kadosh, emel olaki, maybe he shouldn't get malkot there. Kamash malan. That's true. Kamash malan. That you get malkot both for substitution as well as for trying to extend the kedusha from this animal onto another animal. Now the Gemara asks a question. Hi b'shel acharim, echi dami. How is there a case where you can perform tmurah on someone else's animal? If you're talking about a case where it's his animal, and the animal belongs to someone else, meaning that the target animal belongs to someone else, how do you have the power to be makdish, someone else's property? We have a pasuk that says, Ish ki yakdishet beito kodesh l'Hashem. Amar Rachmana ma beito birshuto af kol birshuto. There's a requirement of ownership in order to be makdish something. You can't just go willy-nilly be makdish other people's property. So we're talking about your animal that's ekdish, and the other person's animal's kulin, and you want to take that and exchange it onto the other animal. That's very nice, but you can't affect the other person's animal. So Dusha will not pass to this other animal. Well, what are you going to say? It's a case where it's behema dekdish, the alma. The behema dekdish belongs to someone else. The kulin didei. And the target animal is his own behemah, it's his own chulin animal. So mi matpis b'davar sheinu shelo? Can you create this hatpasah when it's not your animal? You can't transfer the kedusha or attempt to transfer the kedusha from an animal that's not yours. You can only do it when you have ownership over that kedusha, then you can pass it on to another item. So when it says, olam b'behemah d'ekdesh d'alma, yes, it's a behemah out there that belongs to someone else that's ekdesh, b'chulin d'idei, and the target animal is his own animal that is chulin. So how could he do hatpasa here? K'gon d'amar marei d'beima. K'gon d'amar marei d'beima d'ekdesh. The owner of the animal that is kadosh already says, kol rotel amir b'beimim to yavo b'amir. He extends rights to anybody who wants to perform tmura with this animal. Yes, he owns the animal, but nevertheless, he's giving you rights in this animal to make tmura. So since he gives you those rights in the animal, you're able to create the tmura to your own target animal. And that'll be a case of achirim. And that's what the pasuk tells us, that both Acherim and Oto, either one of them, will result in Malkot if you try to perform Tumura on them. Alright, next Mishnah. Memirim echad bishnaim, ushnaim beechad. You can memir one unto two, meaning that the source animal that's kadosh is one. The targets, there are two animals as target that are chulin. Or the other way around, shnaim beechad. You have two animals that are kodesh, and the target animal is only one chulin animal that's the target animal. Echad b'meya, umeya beechad. That can be 1 to 100, or 100 to 1. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, no, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. You have one kodesh that affects one chulin. That's it. You can't do more than that. Or you have one tamim affecting one balmum affecting one tamim. Shinemar. Because the pasuk says, Vayahu utmurato ya kodesh, mahu yimuchad, af himiyuchadet. Just like the kodesh, the original item, ya kodesh is a singular item, so too, the tmura, himiyuchadet, also has to be a singular item. Just like it says there, hu, in the singular form. And the tmura, there's an ekesh between the hu and the tmura. Just like the hu is a singular item, so too the tmura, or the resultant, or target animal, will also have to be a singular animal. Menayin emile. Where do we know this from? The Tanur Banan beima bibeima says, beima with another beima, an animal with another animal. Bikanshmirim echad bebet to bet beechad. This shows you can do 1 to 2, 2 to 1, 1 to 100, or 100 to 1. Rabbi Shimon Omer, emirim echad beechad shenemer, bebeima bebeima, velo beima bebeimot, velo beimot bebeima. It uses the singular form. It says beima in the singular form to another beima in the singular form. So therefore, it means 1 to 1. I don't know where you're coming up with the fact that you can take beima to beima and say that that's singular to plural, plural to singular. So Rabbi and say, well, we explain to our position. In Ochanami, there's sometimes, like the word fish in the English language, is both the singular form and the plural form. So too, beima can function in that way. Beima can sometimes mean a singular animal, but behema can just mean animals in general. It can mean a plurality of animals. And therefore over here, when it says behema, behema, you could read it either as a singular form, or you could read it as behemot, meaning that it's the plural form. Shneamar, and I have an example of that, ubehema rabah. When it talks about the city of Nineveh, it talks about behema rabah. It's talking about large tracts of animals, the animals of the city, and it still uses that singular form. Shimon, behema rabo ikre, behema stam lo ikre. There it's still modified by the word rabah. But that indicates to us, or tells us, that that is a plural form. But beima on a standalone basis, that we do not use in the plural form. Mar says, "V'taymi Rabbi Shimon Mishim beimahu." Wait a minute. You just said now that the reason for Rabbi Shimon's position is because it says beima in the singular twice. Wait, he gave us his reason in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, he said, "V'taymi Rabbi Shimon Mishim hu mahu yimuchad af tmurato miyuchadet." That's from hu utmurato yekodesh. The pehekesh between hu and tmurato told us that just like the hu is singular, so too the tmura is singular. So mikara, from the start, Amar Rabbi Shimon min hayahu utmurato. He gave his reason that we saw in the Mishnah. Then he saw the Rabbanan countering with their limud from behema to behema. You want to learn out of there? I can also learn out of there. Time of didi. I can get my position out of behema to behema also. Yes, my original position would derive from the fact that it says who, it's Matriya Kodesh. But if you want to use behema behema for that, I can also come up with a way to deal with that. Samarish Lakish. Rabbi Shimon agrees that a person can create tamura from a single animal and then come back and make a second tamura out of that animal. My taima. Kedusha the Rishon of the Ekdesh Leichen Olcha. When he's my piece, when he takes the kedusha off the animal the first time when he's performing tamura, it doesn't leave the first animal. It stays in the first animal. It says, who? Utmurato ye kodesh. And in no way did you diminish the kedusha of the original animal. So now if I start over again, a new tamura, I can do it again. As opposed to what's described in the Mishnah until this point, which is you have a singular animal that you're trying to be my piece into two gufim, that Rabbi Shimon says doesn't work. But if you're talking about a single animal to a single animal, and then repeating that process again of a single animal to a single animal, that will work, because the kedusha remains with the original animal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yochanan disagrees and says that Rabbi Shimon says, Kishem Shemirim Bet Be'achad, Kachem Mirim Chozrim Memirim. Just like you can't take kedusha off one animal and place it onto two gufim, so too over here with the same din. You cannot take an animal, make tmura from it, make another animal tmura from it, and then repeat that process again with the same animal. Tanya kavatei Rabbi Yochanan, and Tanya kavatei Reish Lakish. You have a braita that supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan, and a braita that supports the position of Reish Lakish. Tanya kavatei Rabbi Yochanan, kishem shemimirim, echad bishnaim kach, emimirim, chozimu memirim. So it's explicit there. Just like Rabbi Shimon says, you can't be memir 1 to 2, so too, you can't be memir, and then chozer umemir. Tanya kavatei Reish Lakish. We have another braita that supports Reish Lakish. Yochel Hashem Shamar Rabbi Shimon She'em Emirim Shnayim Be'achad Kach Emirim Chozrim Emirim. I would think if you extrapolated Rabbi Shimon's opinion that you only get to do Tmura once, that maybe you would say, just like you can only do one animal to one animal, so too you can only do it once. Tamalomar Vayahu Utmurato Afilu B'meya. Even 100 animals, you can do this 100 times over and over again, because the Hu can make another Tmurato. There's no limitation to that. Alright, I read the Gemara in the simplest form, and that's the Lishna Achrina and Rashi, as well as what Tosafot favors, of that Reish Lakish, speaking of Rabbi Shimon, is an independent statement. It's a new start of the Gemara. They're dealing with an issue that has nothing to do with what we spoke about previously. We first spoke about the issue of one to many or many to one. Then we stopped, we finished that issue, and then we moved on to about how many times, multiple times from the same animal of doing Tmura. But two separate issues. There is a girsa that Rashi brings down in his first Lishna, which suggests that Reish Lakish is actually answering the question over here. Didn't Rabbi Shimon say the reason for you can only do 1 to 1 is because it says Vayahu Utmurato Yekodesh, and not because of Behema Bebehema? So the Gemara gave a first explanation, which was, first gave the explanation of Utmurato Yekodesh, then when he heard the Rabbanan's drasha, he responded to their drasha and gave that second drasha of Behema Bebehema. Along comes Reish Lakish and gives an alternative answer. And you can see that in Rashi. Rashi brings down in the Lashon of the Diri Matko, it says, Umishaninon. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is answering the previous question that was there. And so according to that first Lashon, then Rabbi Shimon would be saying that the reason that we have Behema Bebehema is to teach you about Chozrim Umemirim. Hayahu Utmurato Kodesh limits the number of animals that can use. Behema Bebehema says it can be Memir Chozer Umemir. Tosafot rejects that because he says, we know that according to Rabbi Shimon, Behema means singular. So how can you learn out from that it means multiple times? So he says, I don't like that girsa, I prefer the second girsa in Rashi, and that's the way we read the Gemara. Right now we're going to start off with Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin's going to pose a question, he's going to take us through the entire rest of the Amud. He's going to pose it in two forms, this question. And it's a little difficult, the girsaot are also very difficult. I sent out charts, so you can follow along in the charts and see them. There are 4 pages for these 4 different lashonot that are going to come up in Rabbi Avin. And Rabbi Avin starts out, by Rabbi Avin, the Divrei HaOmer, according to one who says, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, Emeirim Chozrim Umeirim, that you can't do multiple tmurot off of a single animal, not simultaneously, but Bezeach Arzeh, sequentially. That was the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Then, in a case where he was, Hifrish Asham Lit Kaper Bo. He separated out an Asham to bring as a Kapara. He was Chayav and Asham, he separated out to bring as a Kapara. Then, Vehemir Bo. And he created tmura from that animal. From that Hashem, he created a tmura. Obviously, it was not allowed, but he did it. Now, something else happens. Vehumam. That original Hashem that he brought got a mum in it. So it's no longer roi the mizbeach. So what does he do? Chilulo alacher. He redeems that animal into another animal. That's what you do. Psula mukdashim are redeemed onto another animal to become the new Hashem. So he brings in a new animal to be his second asham. It's replacing the first asham, but now he has a new asham there. With that second asham that he brought got lost. In the interim, he takes a third asham, and with that third asham, he's nitkaper. And that's what it says. The first asham, after got a mum, he redeemed him to another animal. Vinitkaper bin asham acher. And acher means a third animal. He took a third asham, and he got his kapara through that third asham. And then they found the second asham, the asham that replaced the first asham, they found it later on. And we know an asham shenit kapru balea, if the balim were already got their kapara from another asham, it's yotzei le'riya, it goes out to graze until it gets a mum, and it turns into an ola, becomes an ola automatically, is what's called nitak the ola. So that asham, that second asham, now goes out to graze and becomes an ola. Now the question, this is the question we're positing, ma'ush yamirbo. That Ola that is created as a derivative of the Hasham, can that create Tmura? Is that called Memir, Choser, Umemir? So then Abaye looks at this question and says, I don't understand. You have a very complex case here, Rabbi Avin. I really want to understand what your question is. So Amar Abaye, my Kami Baile, what's the question that Rabbi Avin's asking? I bet kufim b'kdusha achat. If his question is that we're talking about two animals, two separate animals, but have the same kedusha, meaning that they're the same korban, then tibayle below mitkaper. Do it without that third asham coming into the picture. Simply have a case where he is mafrish asham, he was meimir, he did tmura on it, then he got a mum in it. And once he got a mum in it, he exchanged it onto a second animal, a second asham, and then with that second asham, he tries to perform tmura. And that will be the same question. That's a question of, when you have two separate animals that are the same kedusha, they're both ashamot, nevertheless, can you have Memir, Choseru, Memir? Why do you have to have that other complex case of adding in about the third Asham? Or if you want to say that his question is about, if in a single animal, you have two Kedushot, mean Bei Kedushot, Beguf Echad, one animal that manifests itself in two different Kedushot, Tibayle below Humam, then get rid of this whole thing with the Mom and have it be this way. He was Mafrish and Asham, and then he was Memir. He did perform Tmura with it. Then that first Asham gets lost. While it's lost, he takes out another Asham and he's makrib it al mizbeach. Once he's finished with that, now the original Asham's still left. We just said before, if you have an Asham that nitkapru ba'ala, it's yotzei l'riya and becomes an Ola. So this original Asham is now going to change into Ola. When it changes into an Ola, can it create Mura? So that would be the question. So if you want to define more clearly your question, is the question about the fact that there are two animals here? Or is your question about the fact that there are two kedushot here? And either one of those questions could be asked in a much more simple fashion rather than the complicated case that you asked. So then the response is, Rabbi Avin, chada migo chada kami boile. He had a waterfall question. Rabbi Avin said, first of all, imtim salomar bet kufim v'kdusha achat. The case where you have two separate animals, but one kdusha, where you drop the third animal being brought in over here. The original animal got a mum in it. It was exchanged onto a second asham. That was his first question. So, imtim slower bet gufim kdusha achat lo, if you would say that in that case, no, the mishum debai kdusha, because they have the same kdusha, ha'imar ba chada zimno, and he already did tmura with that asham, that shame asham already, so maybe that's why he can't do it. Shnei gufim, ushte ekdeshot. If he uses two gufim and two ekdeshot, which is that complex case that Rabbi Avin had it, because in the complex case of Rabbi Avin, not only do you have a second animal, but that second animal turns into an ola. So he had an asham originally that created the first tmura. A derivative of that asham now turns into an ola. And now we want to know, that derivative, that second beima, that's now an ola, can it create tmura? And that we leave as a teku. So that's the first lashon that we have in the Gemara based on this statement of Bai Rabbi Avin. So now lishnach we know. Now we have a second lashon. Now the second lashon is very similar to the first lashon, but it actually breaks the case down into two cases up front, and never deals with this issue of two gufim and two kedushot. It never gets to that much more complex case. And it breaks it down this way. It says, Bayi Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin asks the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Ein, Memirim, Chozim, Memirim, Hifrish Hasham lit kaper bo. Separates out an Hasham in order to bring us a kapara. Vehimir bo. And he performs tmura on it. So now that's our first tmura. Vehumam. And it gets a mum in it. Vechilulo. And then he redeems that alacher on his second animal. Mahu shiachzor v'yamir. Well, can he go back and perform a tmura with that second animal? Which is basically a question of two gufim, kedusha achat. They're both hashamot. The original animal is an hasham, and the replacement animal is an hasham. It's just a different guf. It's a different animal. So that's the first question he asks. Then, nitkaper. Nitkaper means it's o. Or another case, where he was mafrish en hasham, and then he got lost. And he was nitkaper b'hasham acher. And he used another hasham in order to replace it, and he put on the mizbeach. Then, he got found the original hasham, v'nitak zel ola. And now it's an ola. Because it was hasham shnit kapru ba'ala, and it turns into ola. So that question, ma'u shiach ziri amir. Can it go back and create tumra? That question is basically the question of bet kedushot, two different kedushot on the same animal. The original animal was an hasham, and he did tumura with that same animal, now is an ola. Now, is that a reset button, and he can perform tumura with it? And Abaye then poses a question. Abaye's questions aren't as strong this way, but basically he says to Rabbi Avin, in each one of the cases, what are you trying to find out? If you're trying to find this out, you should have said the opposite case. If you're trying to find that out, say the opposite case. And basically what Abaye is asking, and Rashi says this, Ezu mehen hevi ikar she'elato. What is your main question? Is your main question about two gufim and one kedusha? Or is your main question about two kedushot and guf echad? Because, based on that, you should have come up with a question that focuses on that. Hakami Baile, what's your question? Kedusha acheret boto guf. Are we talking about a kedusha, a different kedusha on the same animal, meaning the asham turning into an ola? So no nibai humam. Vichilolo. I don't need that whole case of getting the mum in it. Because that case of getting the mum in it deals with two animals, two bodies. I don't need to deal with that. Deal with a case that simply has one animal that turns into an ola. Or, I guf echad ba'uto kedusha. Or maybe your question is about one guf in the same kedusha. Now here, nobody switches the gears from echad to acher. Later on, the Shita Mekubetza and the Gra both change in a later part of the Gemara the word to acher, and that's the only way it makes sense over here. Same I guf acher. It's two animals, ba'uto kedusha, the same kedusha. Lo nibay nitkaber b'asham acher. Drop the case about the other hasham being brought in place. Because here the one, no, just about that there are two separate animals here. All you don't need anything to do with the other hasham that's there. You just have a mum, you replace the animal, you have two bodies, and it's the same kedusha, and that'll be your question. So why don't you refine your question, Rabbi Avin, and ask the question. Is it about beit gufim and kedusha achad, or is it about beit kedushot and guf achad? So lo nibay nitkaper b'hasham acher. Rabbi Avin, chadami go chado. Again, he asked the question as a waterfall scenario. Kami ba'ilei. And this is the way he asked it. Humam vehumar, if it got a mum in it. And then he did tmura vechululo al acher, and then he was mechalal on something else. Mahu shiachzor v'yamir. Can he go back and do tmura again? Mi amrinin basham rishon hu de'en chuzer me'mir. Maybe only in the first asham he can't do a repeat tmura. Aval beguf acher, another body, another asham that's replacing this, the kadish oto b'kdusha, that has zon kdusha, chuzer me'mir. Maybe you can repeat and do another tmura. Oh, Dilma. Or maybe the other way around. Kol botak dusha enu chozer mimir. Since they're both ashamot, you can't repeat that process. So maybe that's the case. Ve'im timsalom maraden gufa acher. Kevin to botak dusha kayim enu chozer mimir. Since it's a different animal, but since they're both ashamot, can't go back and be mimir. Ela. So then what are you going to say? Nitkaber basham acher. Ve'nitak zeh rishon le'ola. He was nitkaber with another animal, and the first one went out to graze and become an ola. So that'll be my question now. Ma'u shiach zir v'yamir bo. Can you do tmura? In that case, we have beit kedushot guf echad. Mi amrin en kein me'mir v'chozer me'mir. When you can't repeat it is, hani mile oto guf b'oto kedusha. You know, you're talking about the same animal. It's not really oto guf. It should be two animals with the same kedusha. Two hashamot. Aval oto guf kedusha acheret. We're talking about hasham that turns into an ola. Maybe there, chozer me'mir. And then we leave that as an open question or as a teiku. But over here in this case, we never deal with the case of both. Both it being two separate animals and separate kedushot. We only deal with bet gufim and kedusha achat, and bet kedushot and guf echad. And Rabbi Avin posed the questions. Yes, he grouped them together as a single question, and Abaye was trying to parse out what the question was. The answer in the end is that he was actually asking both questions. He asked one question. He says, if you reject that first one, then let's look at the second one and say, maybe over there it should still work. Okay, now the Gemara moves on to another statement about Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and then it's going to repeat this whole process with Rabbi Avin. And that's Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Hekdesh Rishon Mosif Chomesh, Aval Vein Hekdesh Sheni Mosif Chomesh. When it comes to the Balim having to add on an additional fifth for redeeming an animal, that's only true the first time around, not the second time around. So the classic case of that will be Hekdesh, your Makdish animal, and you want to redeem it. You have to redeem it if you're the Balim with an extra fifth. If you perform Tmura on that animal, that second animal does not require a chomesh, because that's a derivative, that's a second hekdesh. There you do not require a chomesh. Now, Amar Papa, my time with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. What's the reason behind Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's position? Amar Kra. V'im ha-makdish, igalet beito, Yosef, a chamishit. So when he redeems his house, you'll add on a chamishit. Makdish. It's only if he's makdish that he's required to add on a chomesh. V'lo amatpis. But not for the transference of kedusha, not for derivative kedusha. Now, by Rabbi Yavin. Rabbi Yavin comes back, and he's going to pose the exact same scenario that we had in the case before, when he was asking on Rabbi Yochanan's position. And he basically says, Rabbi Yavin asks, L'divrei Omer, hekdesh rishon, mosif chomesh, vein hekdesh sheni mosif chomesh, meaning basically, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hifrish hasham, if he separated an hasham, likaper bo, to provide him as a kapara, ve'uma menegana muminit, ve'osif alav chomesh, and he redeemed it onto a new animal, adding in the chomesh, because that's the first kedusha, he's got to redeem it. Then he was v'chilulo, vinit kaper basham acher, and then he lost that second animal that he redeemed it onto, and he's mitkaper with a third asham. So now, in the end, they find that second animal, but he's already been nitkaper. It's an asham shnitkapru ba'ala, therefore it's nitak zeli ola. It'll go out and graze, and get a moment, and then it'll be used as an ola. Mahu, shiosif alav chomesh. What's the din in terms of, if that ola that goes out and grazes and gets a moment, and you have to redeem it, do you have to add on a chomesh when you redeem it? Just a note that Rashi over here thinks that the second animal that we're speaking about is actually the asham that you redeemed onto. That's called the sheni, and that's what the Gemara wants to know about the chomesh. I'm going to explain the Gemara according to the Gra and the other Rishonim, who say that the animal that we're discussing over here is after that animal is nitak the ola, if it gets a muminit, then what's the status of that animal at that point? So now Abaye poses the same question to Rabbi Yavin. Let's refine your question here. Rabbi, Mike Amibayle, what's your question here? If the question refers to that it's two separate animals, even if it's gushachat, that's your question, then why do you need this third asham to come into the picture? You can create the case even without that third asham coming into the picture. You simply have the first asham, they got a muminit, it was redeemed, and now you're trying to redeem the second asham there. It got a muminit also, and now you want to redeem it. If the question revolves around two kdushot, meaning an asham and an olah, but it's the same animal, the one animal that was an asham now goes out to become an ola. So if that's what he's asking about, tibayilei below humam, then you should ask the question without any moment involved. You should simply say, the first animal got lost, took out another animal, was nitkaper with it, and then he found the first animal, he finds the first animal, now it turns into an ola. So that's the question of Abaye, and the answer of the Gemara again is, Rabbi Yavin chadami go chadakami bayilei. He's asking in a waterfall method, he's asking one question, and building on that to the second question. Imtim salom ha-shnei gufim kedusha achat. In a case where it's two separate animals, and one kedusha over there, lo, you say it doesn't work, mishom, dahai kedusha, itosipa chadazim nechomesh. With that kedusha, with that korban, that asham, you already paid an extra fifth one time. Then I ask your question, shnei gufim, shnei kedushot. If it's two separate animals, and the change, the name of the korban's changed, gone from being an asham to an ola, my, what will be the din over there in terms of adding on a chomesh? And the answer will be, teku. Now we have the Lishna Achrina. This is the same Lishna Achrina of Rabbi Avin, just now applied to the position of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Again, here, the Girsa are very difficult as we move through it. Try to correct as much as possible where I see to correct it to make it easier to go through. Ay, Rabbi Avin. Hifrish Hashem li kaper bo. Took out an Hashem to mean to kaper with it. V'umam. And it got a muminit. V'chilolo. Al. And then he was mechalal it onto another Hashem. And in that process, Hosif Chomesh. He did add on an additional Chomesh. Then we want to know, if that animal, according to Rashi, if that animal gets a muminit, what's the din? Do you have to add on another chomesh when you redeem it from that animal? This is a case of bet gufim kedusha achat. They're both ashamot. The second asham is a derivative of the first asham, but we're talking about two separate animals. So that's my question. Do you have to add on a chomesh in that case? Now, another case. If you were mafrish and asham, and nitkapru b'asham echer, it got lost, and you brought in another asham to replace it, and you put that on the mizbeach, and then you found the original asham, v'nitak zelu ola. That original asham now becomes an ola, goes out to be an ola. Mahu. What will be in that case? Yosif alav chomesh. Well, if it gets a muminit, that ola, we have to add on a chomesh. Why? Because that's a case of beit kedushot beguf echad. It's the same animal that was originally asham is now an ola. So that's my question. I have one question about beit kufim kedusha echad and then beit kedushot beguf echad. Abaye again posits his question. Refine your question. What is your question about here? Which one of those two is your real question? Adain kami bayle. Which one are you asking about? I kedusha acheret boto guf. If you're talking about a case of the same animal, but it's changing from an asham to a ola, kami bayle, lo, ni bayle mumam. Then you don't need that case. You don't need the case of the mumin there at all. Just have one animal, gets lost, you replace it with another animal, and then you find the original animal. You don't need to have the mum case in there at all. I guf echad bota kedusha. Again, here it should be guf acher. If it's another guf, but the same kedusha, I mean two different animals, but one kedusha, then you could drop the case of the third animal, and can do it all through a case of amum. So now the Gemara answers, and it's missing here from the Girsa, which is, again, Rabbi Avin, chadami go chadakami baile. He's asking a waterfall-like question. He's asking a question. If this is true, then da-da-da-da. If it's not true, let's move on to the next question. And this is how his question goes. And he says like this, mi amrinim basham kamahu, the mosif, only the first tishamas were yet on a fifth. Aval beguf acher, afagav dekayim beoto kdusha, but in another goof, meaning that a second animal, even though it's called an asham as well, meaning you have to replace the first asham, then mosif chomesh, you would have to add on a chomesh. Oh, Dilma, maybe not. Koloto kdusha in a mosif chomesh. As long as it's the same kdusha, you don't add on a chomesh. This is a case of bet gufim and kdusha achat. So originally he says maybe it would say over there that you have to bring a separate chomesh for each of them. Or maybe he'll say it's an asham and an asham. There's only one chomesh that's brought. You already took care of the chomesh for the asham. So ve'im tim tzolomer, if you want to say the conclusion there is, ha guf acher, kevin d'boto kdusha, that other animal, since it has the same kdusha, kayim, therefore, eno mosif chomesh, you don't add on a fifth. So then, let me bring you the other case. El nitkaper b'acher, v'nitak zeli ola amau. If I have a case of guf echad, but shtei kdushot, what will be the case there? Ki mosif chomesh, boto guf, boto kdusha. The only time that there's a question is when, or you only have to be mosif chomesh when it's the same animal and the same kdusha. Aval b'kdusha acheret, over here, where he's changing from an asham to an ola, maybe now I have to start over again and bring a chomesh. And then the Gemara leaves as a teiku. So here we had Rabbi Abin's position once in the first Lashon and then a Lishna Achrina twice, and both of them are positing their questions against the statement of an Amora. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement about Ein Meimir Choseru Meimir, and Rabbi Shuvan Levi make a statement about Chomesh. There's a Chomesh on the Rishon and a Chomesh on the Sheni. And along comes Rabbi Abin and wants to understand what are the limitations of that. What does it mean Rishon and what does it mean Sheni? When is it considered to be a Sheni? When is it going to be a derivative of the first one? And when is it considered to be a new Kedusha or a new animal? And that can come up in different permutations. It can come in permutations that you have a separate animal, come up in permutations that you have a separate kedusha, and the last permutation that could be both a separate animal and a separate kedusha. And again, we left all this as a teiku that we don't know what we consider to be a derivative of the original animal, what we consider to be like a reset or a start over that would allow you to do tmura again, would also allow you or demand of you to pay a chomesh if you redeemed it. Okay, we're going to stop over here.